That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking on the telephone.
Listen, you just pay for the time on the air and then we furnish the program. Yeah. How's that? Yeah, you can have a whole hour. Well, good. Good for you. I'll tell you, Mose, I'd suggest you take 7 to 8 o'clock every night. Oh, yeah, that's way yonder the best time. Well, you see, up to 7 o'clock, everybody's busy eating supper, and by 8 o'clock, they're ready to go to bed. Yeah. All right, then, Mose, that's a deal. Monday night, that's when your first program will hit the air. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, Lum, I just told... Oh,
for goodness sake, hush up, Abner, so as I can hear what Mose is saying here. Thanks. Hello, Mose. My vice president just come in and interrupted me there. Excuse me. Well, we can give you just about any kind of a program you want, Mose.
Just wait till he gets the broadcast and I'm fucking off the air for talking about vice presidents like that.
Uh-huh. All right. We ought to be able to fix up something like that for you.
Put him on the Fred Allen show if he wants to talk that way.
Yes, sir. You bet. You've got yourself a goodbye there. Oh, goodbye. Wait a minute. I never meant goodbye. I say you've got a goodbye. Huh? He's gone.
How much time did Mose buy?
Oh, he bought a whole hour.
When?
What do you think of that?
Yeah, just wait till you hear what I've got to tell you, though. I sold an hour, too.
Once a week?
No, every day.
Well, good for you. Mose goes on every day, too.
He does.
Well, you're sure going to town with this thing. Who'd you sell it to?
Ira Hodgkin.
Oh, for the liver stable, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That ought to make up into a nice program.
That's just what I told Ira. He said he'd leave it up to us to figure out what kind of a program would be best for him.
Yeah, well, he showed good judgment there, all right.
Yeah, he said that he didn't know a whole lot about the radio business.
Yeah, it's better for people like that to leave it up to folks like us that knows all the angles of it.
That's just what I told him.
Of course, now, Mose had a pretty definite idea about what he wanted on his program.
Yeah, well, of course, he had experience, you might say. He listens to that radio of his and over at the barbershop might not all day long. What did he say he wanted, Lum?
Well, he said he'd like to have a big musicals program.
Uh-huh.
Or a big dramatic show, mystery or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah.
Or a big comedy show.
Comedy, huh?
Yeah, funny saying, jokes, stuff like that.
Well, Mose has got some good ideas there.
Yeah, I think we better get busy and figure out his program right now, too, as long as we're going to start on it Monday.
Yeah, well, what about our program? His starts Monday, too, you know.
Well, we can just do one at a time.
Oh.
We'll do ours next.
Yeah.
XC, now, we ought to start out with some kind of an opening.
That sounds like a good way to start.
And then get some stuff to go in the middle there.
Uh-huh.
And then close it all with some sort of a nice closing.
Good, good. Doggy Lum, I never knowed you knowed so much about the radio business.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, all right, we got that one. Now let's do our program.
Well, wait now, that's just a rough floor mat there.
A what?
Floor mat.
Huh.
That means, well, kind of an outline, I think. It's a radio term. I've been reading up on this stuff.
Floor mat.
Been talking to Nat Wolf, too. He's helped me on it some.
Oh, Lum, no wonder you got them big words. I better recollect that when I go out to sell some more time, too. Now, they won't think I'm selling floor mats, will they?
No, not if you explain what you're doing.
Oh.
Now, let's see now. We better concentrate on Mose's program.
Yeah.
I believe a good dramatics program would be good for him. Maybe a story about a big northwestern mounted policeman trekking across the snow-covered wilderness of the Northwoods.
Oh, say, that sounds good. That
I could play the part of the policeman, be the hero of it.
You could, huh?
Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
Oh.
Hello. Jot 'em Down Store and Restaurant and Radio Station VPR, Voice of Pine Ridge, talking.
I started aiming on being that hero myself.
Oh, yes, Mose. Well, shake up your phone. You sound like Jack Bailey. Sound terrible. Oh, yeah, we're working on it.
Kicked you off the air if I took you that long.
Well, we're figuring on doing a dramatic show about a northwestern policeman. Well, I don't know, Mose. Well, yeah, I suppose we could. We'll try. All right. Much obliged. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Old Mose wants to change the policeman to a barber.
A Northwest Mounted Barber?
Yeah, as long as he's there to be a barber.
A barber trekking through the snow in the North Woods? What's a barber doing up there?
I don't know.
He might be lost.
Yeah, I think we better change the story to something else. Maybe we can make him just a part-time barber.
Part-time, huh?
Yeah. The rest of the time, he's a millionaire polo player.
Well,
I believe I could throw myself into a part like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. A millionaire polo player and part-time barber.
Now, the story will start off with me meeting this beautiful girl.
Oh.
She's got long yellow curls. She says to me, wait a minute, we don't need all these sound effects.
Just a minute now.
Oh, and now get that pet pig of yours out here.
Patrick left him over here. I never had nothing to do with it.
Wait a minute, there comes Ben with her.
Is he in the store, too?
No, that's him coming in the door there.
Oh.
He's been out selling some radio time for us, too.
Well, I never know, Dad.
Yeah, how'd you make out, Ben?
What's that?
I say, how'd you make out?
I sold a program for you, Lon.
Well, good.
4 hours, Monday through Friday.
Grannies, we're sure doing the business now. Who'd you sell it to?
At Beckley, at Beckley's drugstore and soda fountain.
What kind of a bath mat did you give him, Ben?
Why, for a bath mat?
Now, he means floor mat.
Oh, no, I think he wants to feature flashlight batteries in his first show. He might want to advertise floor mats later on. I don't know, I could ask.
Well, see, a floor mat is a radio word.
Yeah, he wants a whole
don't
lot.
Bother with that now, Edna. We've got to figure out this program for Mose. Maybe you can help us, Ben.
Well, fine.
Mose is taking a full hour every day, too, and we're trying to work out a dramatic show for him.
Oh, that's right.
Just a minute, I believe that was our name. Hello, John, I'm down, sir. Oh, what is it, Mose?
That's Cedric, ever bring
Granny,
another pig in
we're
here.
Done started on this dramatic show about the barber. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, we'll see what we can work out. Yeah, all right.
What's he want now, huh?
The dramatic show is out.
It is?
Yeah. Gonna do a musical program.
Oh?
With nothing but youngins on it.
Youngins to advertise a barber shop?
Yeah, he wants to call it The Little Shavers.
Huh?
I don't know how I'm ever going to fit into that. About all I can do is the announcer on it, looks like.
With short pants?
No, let's see. Who can we get to be in such a program as that?
Well, Duty Bates can play the piano. Leastways, you know that one piece you learned, something about bluebirds, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's going to get a little monotonous hearing Duty Bates play the bluebird song for an hour every night of the week.
Yeah, of course, we'll have to break it up once in a while with announcements about his barbershop.
Well, what you ought to do is get some other children on the program, Lon.
Well, yeah, that's the whole idea.
Some of them play musical instruments, probably.
Well, natural.
They make better musicians.
Say, wait a minute, Lon. How about that little band that Miss Emily has been getting up over at the schoolhouse. Them's all young'uns, you know.
That's right, ain't it? They'd be tickled to death to play on the radio. Give them a lot of good experience, too.
Why, sure. That's it. That's a good idea. Now, let's start on our
wait a minute. That might have been our ring again.
Oh, I never noticed.
Hello. Oh, I'm glad you called, Mose. We got your show all set for you.
Yeah, nothing to it. Got it set.
Well, but Mose, you said you want... Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Pardon me, little fellas. Excuse
yeah, well, see what
excuse
we can work out, Mose.
Excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just a minute. Who's running in here? That's what I
want to
know.
You guys are doing a lot of talking about radio, and this is your 7th anniversary, and a bunch of us have come over here to say hi to you. Is that okay?
Well,
well
you're
yeah.
In radio, aren't you?
Hello, huh? Jack Bailey. I'm proud to see you.
Well, which one are you, Lon or Abner?
I'm Abner.
Good.
I'm
I want you to meet Tom Brenneman. He's
hello,
on
Tom. How are you?
Well, good to see you again. You
well,
are
great, you?
Tom. I'm glad to meet you.
Here's Herman Marshall over here.
Hello, Bart.
Hello, Bart. How are you?
Glad to see you. I'm sure.
Correct.
Andy
DeWine.
Well, hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hello,
well,
Andy.
Great to see you.
Well, isn't that I know that the whole place is full of
here's
people.
Here's Don Wilson. Don Wilson, come over here.
Well, congratulations,
thank
Dad.
You,
you
you're kind of new in this business, too, ain't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, just breaking in.
Francis Langford is over here.
There's my neighbor. She lives over Cherry Hill, right close to
me. This is a fine surprise.
See this guy with the glasses? That's old Kate Kaiser. Come over here.
Hi, Kate.
Kate Kaiser, come on over here.
Come on, Kate. Get over here. Talk to us.
Marion and Jim Jordan are here.
Well,
Tipper McGee and Molly,
come on over here.
How are you? Hello, Molly. Thanks for coming.
Hello,
down. Thank you.
Hi,
glad to see you.
All right. This isn't Sunday, but here's Phil Harris.
Well, hello, Pappy.
Congratulations,
Pappy.
Where's Alice?
Congratulations,
Bob. Where's Alice?
Gail Patrick, will you come over here?
Well, hello, Gale.
Hello, Gale. Say hello. Hello.
Well, this is really a surprise. Fella just can't get his work dead no more, can he?
And Peter Lynn Hayes is here.
Well,
hello,
Pete. Hello, Pete. Saw you the other night, Pete.
Yeah. Well, I
wanted to meet Charlie Lyons. He works for the same sponsor.
Well,
congratulations,
Father.
Here's Nat Wolf back
here. Nat, great to see you. Might say that Charlie Lyons is the one that did our announcement 16 years ago.
Hello. Hi, John. John Hall.
John Hall.
Great
to see you.
And Edna Best is here, too. She writes. Edna Best,
Here's Edna Best.
Congratulations,
Bob. Hey, we don't want to try to steal any of Alan's stuff, but there's a vice president in the house, Don Searle. Hello, Don.
Hello, Don.
Oh,
we got nice vice presidents over here.
Well, are we going to have a commercial, or you want to go into the script, or what are we going to do?
Well, this is wonderful. We get to save a script. We'll do this Monday.
Did you say it was 7 years and you're 17?
17. He said 7.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Well, it's 17, and now if we could just turn the microphone into the control booth there, we've got just as many folks in there waiting to say hello to you.
Well,
Lord, the best of everything.
Well, this is really a fine surprise.
This is about the biggest get-together I've saw in a long time.
It's the biggest audience we've ever had in 17 years.
First time
we'll get a rating.
I wish they'd take our hooper here in the studio.
Say, my goodness, there is Elizabeth over there. Elizabeth, get over here.
There's your moment, Anna.
What am I supposed to say?
Well, you get back to your plan.
Thank you. Congratulations, both of you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Friends, today's Lemon Avenue program was a special surprise party for the old gentlemen on the occasion of their 17th anniversary on the air.